Talk Live, you are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free. We're here live doing the Saturday edition of the show, and it's not just the regular Saturday edition. It's the Halloween edition. Which means that we'll talk about Halloween-related stories if we get a chance, and that's what we started the show out with here. But you can dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Still to come, we got to do a Tota Sack giveaway. We'll tell you more about that when we do it. But stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for the special giveaway phone number. It's different from this one, which is our call-in line, 800-259-9231. Let's go right back to the calls here. Jay is, I think, still with us, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Now, Jay, you had called in last hour with concerns about some websites. You say you did a little bit of research on the Internet, and you found some websites that were essentially nudist-oriented sites where nudists have taken photos of their nude children because, well, they're a family of nudists. And they've posted those photos online. Now, I imagine that these photos range, the types of websites that host these range from just publicly open sites to sites that might be only available if you pay for a password, a username and password. Is that what you found?
That's true. Most of them are just free websites. Like saying with your guest there, I don't want the government any more than anybody telling us what we can and what we cannot do.
But you had also said restrictions. You said you want restrictions to, you know, sounded like you wanted to prevent people from putting pictures, naked pictures of their kids online.
I don't like to fuel the fire, but he did have a good point. A pedophile could pick up a magazine and do the same thing with that. Fuel the fire.
I'm as disturbed as you are by the idea. I am. I was, you know, raised in the same kind of sort of Christian household that it sounds like you're in right now.
And so don't go to the website.
That's kind of how I feel on it. Is, you know, I guess the nudists need to be able to do what they want, and you know, as much as it bothers me, I don't think being naked is a sin, and no. I'm sure you don't either, but you know, I don't know. I'd feel weird.
This is a Pandora's box, I'm glad you've had the chance to really kind of ruminate on it and think about it. And thank you so much for taking the time to call in and discuss this with us tonight here. Appreciate it, Jay. But it's a Pandora's box, and it is already open because, like you said, Mark, there was a story just this week where a woman was, I guess, a couple parents had their kids taken from.
I misstated it. Actually, the child has not been taken. It was just that a search warrant was issued, and her house was they were raided, and their computer was confiscated. They're certainly in danger of having their kid taken. And this isn't the first one of these cases.
No.
There are people right now that don't have their children simply because they took pictures at bath time.
Right.
And so I've got to say that if you're going to take pictures at bath time and you want to preserve these fun and exciting times, because I got to say that bath time's fun for me. I get to do it one time a week because I work 6 nights a week here from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
So one time a week I get to stay at home and give Jack a bath, and to me that's an important time. And but if you're going to do that, either, you know, put the little gouache cloth over the spot, or develop the pictures yourself.
Right. Get a digital camera. In this case, the woman did have a film camera, and so
My wife took sent digital pictures to Walmart, and
they developed.
Right, and they put them on film so that they can be given to the oldsters.
Don't put them in front of the eyes of anybody else, because it's really scary. These photo developers are under orders in many cases to, if in doubt, turn it over to the police.
Yep.
And then the police will go ahead and file charges because, well, that's what they do. They don't care that they're destroying your family. They don't give a damn about that. They'll go ahead and ruin your life because you have some pictures of your 2-year-old in the shower, in the bathtub. It's crazy. And this is the Pandora's box that has been opened by this idea that, it's okay to punish people who might have a different value set than you do as far as nudity of children.
Everybody does. That's the thing, is everybody has a different value set when it comes to things like this. I have pictures when I was a kid of me and my cousins together in the bathtub. It was 2 boys and a girl, and that could very well get my parents thrown in prison for sex crimes these days.
And
if you don't believe me, go ahead and check out the stories. It's out of West Jordan, Utah, from ABC4.
That's only the more recent one. When I say it's a Pandora's box, it doesn't just end there, because once you start trying to restrict what people can and can't do with themselves and their cameras and, you know, posting it online, then you get to the point where they're starting now to charge people with sex crimes for having drawings of children, for having drawings of even cartoon characters. I don't know if it was in Australia or I know actually I think it was here in the States. Anyway, it's happening where people are being arrested for having hentai, which is essentially a Japanese kind of form of pornography. It's animated porn,
cartoons.
Basically. There have been people that have been arrested for importing hentai into this country. There have been people that have been charged with sex crimes because they had a picture of the characters from The Simpsons, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, engaging in some sort of sex play.
Group sex
thing. It's obviously a bizarro cartoon child fantasy thing, but people should be free to have those thoughts, and they should be free to draw them if they want to. I don't want to pay money to put somebody in a jail cell. There's no victim in that case. That's where we are, though, today.
If we threw every person in the United States who ever looked at any pornographic material in jail, we would have 90% of the nation in jail, okay? So hop off the old puritanical hobby horse and come down here to reality. And I'm not talking about the caller who just called in.
No,
I'm not being mean to him. He clearly,
pretty reasonable.
Yeah, he's right-headed about this. But, you know, hop off that hobby horse and look at the real world where people decide to use illicit substances, whether they're alcohol or marijuana, and they decide to look at dirty pictures.
No victim, no crime. Let's talk to Larry, listening to WSJM-FM in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Hello, Larry. Larry, going once. Larry in Benton Harbor, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I called you a few months ago about one of you guys, I don't know what it was, went to jail for something. And you were there for a couple of days and thought it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I hear you guys talking about this person that went to jail and whatever. You know, 90% of the people that go to jail are bad people.
Where do you get those statistics from?
Well,
have you been in jail?
Pretty well understood that, you know, that...
Well, that's what some people would like you to believe.
Wait. Bad people go to jail, and, you know, you govern on the fringe, and a few people who shouldn't be there, you know, you defend them.
How many people do you think that people should go to jail for smoking marijuana?
You know, it isn't a what good does it do?
What
good does it do to smoke marijuana?
What good does it do to drink beer?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you're not talking about the same thing.
Yes, I am. I'm talking about imbibing a substance
right.
That alters your mind.
No, he's right. It's not the same thing. Alcohol can significantly impair you.
Marijuana has been determined to be a drug. Beer is not. Beer is legal.
What are you talking about? I just heard on the radio tonight some expert calling alcohol a drug.
Listen, have you heard about this guy in Cleveland? They found, what, 6 dead bodies?
Yeah.
And this guy?
Yeah.
You know, a convicted rapist.
Yes.
You know, he did 15 years. Now, should he have been allowed to be out?
Well, if
you
he
just
served,
completely switched gears from a conversation.
He's saying that he was a bad guy. He was a bad guy, and he was put in jail.
So is everybody now, who breaks a law a bad person?
For whatever reason, he gets out of jail and does what? And 6 people are missing. They find 6 dead bodies in his house.
Okay, now you're talking about a real violent crime, and people like that should be punished. Let's go back to the conversation about...
Right. I would like to tell you this. I think that there should be fewer crimes...
He's just going to talk.
Right.
Just talk for a
okay.
Pot him down.
Let me know when you're done.
We're going to pot him down for a moment here.
I think there should be fewer crimes, and they should be enforced across the board, regularly, and more thoroughly. That's the first step. Second step.
Restitution, please.
The victims need to be restituted for how they were harmed. And, you know, a third step would probably be, a better system for rehabilitating these criminals.
I'm going to put Larry on hold for a little bit. I'll let him come back since he obviously has a lot to say on this. And he's not making much sense. We'll bring him back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Right now, I want to give you a Totesac. I want to give you 2 of them. It's a 2-pack, and it's going to be yours. If you're caller number 3 at 603-435-1105, you're going to be able to carry in the grocery bags no problem. Multiple bags per Totesac. They're 2 wonderful handles that'll make it so much of an easier job. You probably won't even have to go back out to the car a second time. All right, so dial in 603-435-1105. Third caller right now. Get some more free Talk Live coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET.
That's 1-866-2-GET-NET.
Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Halloween edition of the show. We are here, as always, taking your phone calls about anything. That's the point of the program. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. They include our Facebook profile. head on over to facebook.freetalklive.com and you can become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Does it bother you that the big search engines take the information from your searches and use that to, you know, target you with advertising or to, you know, perhaps do something that might be more nefarious? Google recently claimed that they could predict a flu outbreak before the Center for Disease Control and then prove that they could and turn the information over to the government. Take the Start Page 7-Day Challenge. For 7 days, use the startpage.com website instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-Day Challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so we're bringing Larry back on with us here. He's listening to WSJM-FM in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and Larry wanted to make sure you had a chance to get some more of your thoughts out. So go ahead with your where you were at.
Okay, you're not going to cut me off, right?
We haven't cut you off yet. We held you through the break, so go ahead.
Okay, hey, that's great. Hey, back on this character from Cleveland. You know, had he been in jail or had he been executed, how many of these people would still be alive?
You're talking about a violent crime.
Probably all six of them, right?
Likely true. But, how, you know, I mean, do you recommend executing people for crimes that they might commit?
Not might commit. This guy did commit.
He committed rape, yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to execute all rapists?
Are you condoning rape, then?
What are you talking about? Because I don't recommend that the government kill its citizens. I'm condoning rape?
No, you're missing the point. Over 90% of people who are incarcerated are bad people.
Where do you get this statistic from?
How do you govern on the fringe?
Larry, we're going to hold you to that one. Where are you getting that statistic? You're just making that crap up, aren't you?
I work with and support people that work in the prison system. Okay?
I've been in the prison system. My question to you is this. Are they bad people?
It was too tough and then
Mark, weren't you in there for just 3 days?
You know, we're talking about Bobby Sands from the IRA who gave his life in the prison system because he was given to a cause and you thought it was too tough and so you had to get out. So don't talk to me about the prison system.
You're not talking to the right person.
Whoever it was, one of you characters, I don't know who it was, you know, you better be glad for the First Amendment because you know you guys, you rattle on and you'd be shut down.
Larry,
for crying out loud.
Do you want to listen for a moment now? Larry, now that you've spouted off and proved that you don't even know what you're talking about. All right, Larry, pot him down. Pot him down again. Mm-hmm. Look, I did go to jail last year. It was actually right around this time, a couple weeks from now last year.
For not removing a couch from your neighbor's lawn.
Well, it was because I essentially talked back to the road man in the courtroom that I was sent to jail. And that I wasn't applying courtroom decor or whatever and essentially doing exactly what he wanted me to do. I didn't sit down fast enough, so he hit me with 30 days as contempt of court because I didn't sit fast enough. And then later on when they took me back into the secret chamber, they hit me with 30 more days and then 30 more days. So it was a total 93-day sentence. It was 3 days for the couch and then 90-something days for being, not jumping through exactly the hoops they wanted me to. And in one case it was because I wouldn't answer one of his questions. So I used my so-called right to remain silent, and they hit me with 30 days for contempt of court. In that case, I did decide to say my mea culpas and eat some crow in front of the judge so I could get out and I could get back to doing my show, because I can have a better effect for liberty doing this radio show than rotting in jail for 93 days.
Not to mention that you owe your partner a certain level of, you owe me something. Right. We're in business together.
It wasn't because I couldn't handle it. I was in there. I was in there with some guys that seemed like good guys that shouldn't have been there either. And I would say that 100% of the people that I was in jail with should not have been there. And I was only in with four guys during the 3 days I was there. And of those three other guys, they all should not have been there. And so, but what you're confused about, Larry, is that Mark here, the other guy on the show,
the other character.
Yeah, the other character. Mark, you spent 9 years in Florida prison.
I'm not going to claim that I didn't belong there, though. You know, I mean,
but he's saying though he didn't think that he thought you were BSing him or whatever. You spent 9 years in Florida prison, so he was trying to act as though we don't have any kind of experience on that level.
Well, I don't need to establish my street cred for Larry. It doesn't matter to me.
I'm just pointing it out, Larry. Yeah. We're going to bring Larry back. Are you still there?
I am here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, evidently your friend Mark was there because he did something bad.
Now, here's this is the question you keep on saying, Larry. See, Larry, this is how it works. You stop talking, and then I start talking. Right? You say something,
and
then I'll stop, and then you go.
Okay.
This is my question here, is you say that people, bad people, 90% of the people in jail are bad. And okay, but my question is, did 90% of the people in jail do what they're in there charged with? Okay, you can decide that people are arbitrarily good or bad, but I'd like to see whether they're innocent or guilty. That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah. You know, the prison system isn't to rehabilitate people.
No,
it's for punishment.
Well, there are plenty of them in the United States that are actually,
I'm talking right now. You go to prison because you did something bad, and you're punished. It isn't to rehabilitate. The only person that gets rehabilitated in prison is somebody who receives Jesus Christ as their Savior. That is, you know, and they should face their punishment.
Larry, is it bad to break the law?
Is it bad to break the law?
Yeah.
Well, in what regard?
Well, you told me, you were saying that people that go to jail, or 90% of them are bad, you know, bad people. They did bad things. So is it bad to break the law, any law? Simple question.
I mean,
you having a tough time with it?
Well, what do you mean any law? You know, you're talking about, are you talking about like traffic violations?
Let's talk about jailable offenses.
Let's talk real quick about the people who, say, harbored slaves during the time of slavery. The Quakers would do this all the time. They would harbor people's property that ran away, and then they would be punished for it, and, you know, usually to the full extent of the law. Do you think that those people were bad?
You know, let's talk about where we're at today.
No, let's not. Goodbye, Larry. Thank you for the call. If you're not going to have a conversation with us, we're not going to have one with you. 800-259-9231.
What we're trying to establish here is that at the time of slavery, people like Larry, who has this mentality that all the system's good and it works. This system's working. It's working fine. And what about this one case where this one guy got out and did this one crime? Those same sort of people would have supported throwing Quakers in prison for harboring mm-hmm. slaves, because it's the zeitgeist of the times. Those same people support throwing marijuana smokers in jail now. People who are simply setting a plant on fire and inhaling the fumes.
Bad people. Bad.
Right. Think for yourself and question authority.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I thought I'd just sort of ruminate a little bit on the notion of insignificance. As the great poet Auden said many years ago, we must not become complacent over any success.
Frank, and I'm going to let you ruminate here in a moment. Hang on, more with Frank. Ruminations from Frank in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's the live Saturday edition, Halloween edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to.
Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam. We give it all away. And we've got brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. You can dial in from any phone, anywhere, as long as it can dial long distance. And, of course, whatever long-distance charges you might incur will apply, but you can listen to Free Talk Live over the 24 hours a day. All the details are at listen.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained at levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training without any of the boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure your Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus 30 state concealed weapons permit, and get a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
All right, more with Frank here in New York. Frank, do continue ruminating for a bit, and then we've got to take some other calls.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
I was thinking of Auden, the poet who spent several years here in Brooklyn. When asked about, you know, his success, he said basically we're all minor poets, and Shakespeare was a major poet, and I guess Robert Frost would consider himself a major poet. But the point is, most poets consider themselves minor poets, and he said something interesting. We must not become complacent over any success. And I guess unless you're a Bill Gates or a Melinda Gates or a David Rockefeller or, the Sultan of Brunei, most people are insignificant. You know, especially outside of their work, if their occupation is negated, insignificant all. And I think when we understand that, we have empathy and we can sort of understand. I'm amazed with the, in the third millennium, how really puritanical this country is.
It's so sad.
And we've supposedly had sex education in all the schools, elementary schools, high schools, you know, for the last 30 years.
Sex education doesn't do anything to, I don't think, eliminate the effects of Puritanism.
No, but the point is, I'm wondering, just from the discussion tonight, listening to the different viewpoints, you know, how the course can be taught when we're afraid of our own bodies at
Great
any
question.
Given point in time. And I think we have to realize that as people are concerned about these issues that for 99% of the population have no major impact, but we're all focused on these irrelevant issues, we're seeing now that we're losing our freedom with regard to medical programs with the new legislation going through the Congress. We've lost our Bill of Rights with the Homeland Security Act, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of February 2006. And more of these things are happening, and yet it's the issues that are really sort of like the red herrings that 90% of the population is focused on.
And the complacency,
instead of focusing on,
right.
on issues that can affect them, such as the need for labor unions, the need for security with regard to their government-approved, you know, 401ks and all this stuff. I mean,
everybody has different
things.
People are
laughing at this nation. This is a nation of
Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, whether I agree with his examples or not as far as what's important. To him, they're important. And I do agree generally with his statement that a lot of people in this country are, in my opinion, their priorities are elsewhere. But I don't blame them for wanting to stick their head in the sand. I don't blame them for wanting to pretend as though there's nothing wrong. It certainly is a lot more comfortable when you've got the rose-colored glasses on.
Well, politicians shouldn't be dictating how your life is run, and that's what they are done. You know, they pass rules that they themselves do not have to follow, and that is it's an arduous way to have to live.
Let's go to Joseph, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live. You know, Mark.
Thank you very much, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I found a lot of good points were brought up discussing the penal system. Actually, I was a correction officer in the state of Florida, and quite Ooh. Candidly, I can agree with Bobby Thompson in many instances.
Who's that?
Bobby Thompson was the pardon, well, the governor, I believe, or the mayor of the state of Chicago. And he found that there were so many Barry Scheck DNA samples that they excluded the possibility, in fact, totally excluded in some cases, the possibility of a person having committed the crime. My point is...
You're talking about people who are in jail that shouldn't be, right?
Yes. In fact, what he did was he commuted all life sentences, and many of them really have been released. I don't know the exact figure now, but Barry Scheck is a DNA expert, noted throughout the world, an expert witness.
This was the governor that commuted the death penalty sentences of the people in Illinois back in 2005 or something like that. Is that right?
That's exactly right, sir.
Okay.
If you extrapolate a little from that, I can agree with the gentleman that said after 9 years and your experience that many of the people didn't belong there. Let me give you an illustration.
Sure.
I knew an individual who was in prison. In fact, he EOS'd, the end of sentence, approximately, say, 5 months ago.
Mm.
He was there for a year and a half or 18 months or a little longer. I can't remember exactly. I couldn't help but notice that he was industrious, polite. Over the period of time I was there, I got to know him personally, and of course he had his own business, et cetera. Well, he had a DWI. Should he have driven? No. Did he hurt anybody? No. Was there an accident? No. Okay. Now, you go from that to a situation where you have people that you would swear at the institution that I was at that you were talking to a CEO. Now, what they were, particularly if they were above the age of 45 or 50, this particular institution seems to, frankly, specialize in pedophilia. You never in your entire life would know they were. Here's what's happening. As far as this law goes, it's a sham. Here's why. They get enough money together to pay the first month, the last month. They move somewhere in the state of Florida. They get a phone. They already have a social security number of an inmate that died. They simply send in, now the inmate that died doesn't have a license, hasn't had one for years, has not been convicted of a crime for years. Virtually, they can somehow get that social security number. Okay, now, they're free. What they do is they never even move into the place. They then go to another state. They initially say, well, gee, I'm here and everything, and everybody's all happy, happy, happy. Gosh, look how this is working. It's not working at all. In fact, it's a classic example of a law which was well-intended, as was Governor Rockefeller's. I'm from New York State originally. Law, and, you know, they have, it's about 55 to 60,000 a year to keep a prisoner in the state of New York.
Mm-hmm.
You have a situation where you've got people that simply delivered a package, didn't know what it was. Perhaps they should have been more sophisticated. They might have been very young, etc. We are letting people out the back door of the prison that do pose a clear and present danger to society.
In favor of keeping drug so-called criminals behind bars, right?
Certainly. Exactly. My point.
Yep. You know, what else do you need to say? I mean, you're a corrections officer. Have you left the corrections business? You mentioned it was former.
Yes, I have. I left about a month ago.
Why did you leave?
Well, I'm going to be candid with you.
Do it in 30 seconds, too, please.
Got it. 30 seconds. My first initial thing was we would let prisoners polish shoes. Guess what? Landis would have given us probably the stuff to do a half sole in heel. That pays $43. There was no rehabilitation effort whatsoever, and it disgusted me to a level that I no longer could continue with it.
You know what? Your story is, we have not really ever heard from a corrections officer, I think. This may be the first corrections officer that at least we've known of that's called the show, but it's not very different from the story of many police officers who are also in the you know, the profession for the right reasons, but were so disgusted by the system and by the corruption that just rises through the ranks and the awful people that they were forced to work with that they just left. I thank you. Call us another time and share some more of your stories. We'd love to hear them. We're out of time for them tonight. More coming up, though. Time for your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9222. 231. Corrections officer, you heard it from his, you know, the horse's mouth there. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now to 800-259-9231. It's a live Halloween edition of the show. We are here with you, and you can talk about anything tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, and those include updates. So get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. It's a great way for you to help get this show on more radio stations. We just came on board in Norfolk, Virginia tonight at WTAR on the AM side of the dial, and so welcome to everybody listening in Norfolk. But it's because of people that are contributing money to the tune of $3 a month, you know, the price of a cup of coffee. We use that money to market this program. We use it to buy advertising, to reach out to radio stations across the country, to bring this, what is it, unfortunately, a unique show. You know, we're not to the point yet where anybody's really borrowing our ideas in the industry.
We might be groundbreaking. We are not the much copied Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so bringing this show to as many ears as possible is the point of the Free Talk Live AMP program, and also to get you some perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the chat room, the forum. We've got a special AMP Only podcast. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to get behind this show. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you interested in journalism and passionate about liberty? Learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at newspaper, media network, or state policy organizations. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job research assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. For a spring placement, enroll by on November the 15th at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Dave is listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got to do this quick. My cell phone's dying.
Okay.
I was in the military for, I know I called him before, I might not have told you. I was in the military for total of 9 years, 6 active, 3 reserve, and I was a cop in the Air Force. And when I was in both South Korea and Kuwait,
mm-hmm. Oh no!
What are you gonna do?
Call us next week, Dave. I don't know, hopefully you're still listening there. Your cell phone did die, but we'd love to have you call. You know what? This is a weekday program. Whether or not you actually are able to hear the show on weekdays is up to your local radio station. If they aren't airing the show on weekdays and you are just getting us on Saturday nights, give them a call. Thank them. If you have not done that, do give them a call. Call the program director. Thank him for airing Free Talk Live and ask him to put the weekday show on. Now, I know that WGMD has actually been airing the weekday show on a fill-in basis. I don't know if if they're considering keeping us or not. Maybe they are. Who knows? Time will tell, and maybe they'd consider us more strongly if you called in and said hi. But you can call the show whether you're tuned in or not. So maybe Dave will call us Monday night. We can talk about whatever it was he was getting to, because it sounded intriguing. Let's talk to Tim, also listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Tim, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think I called you like Monday night, and
yes,
you allowed me to rant and rave about the sacrifice of the veterans.
Okay, I
assumed, and you allowed me for quite a while to just go on, and I assumed you guys were liberals. And since I've listened to you the rest of the week, I find you're more libertarian, and I actually agree with your positions.
Well, thanks.
That tends to be how it goes.
Yeah.
Usually, we
stick them to the ceiling at first.
Well, usually what happens is the first time somebody will listen to Free Talk Live, if they're used to traditional talk radio, they'll jump to a conclusion about what Free Talk Live is about or what the viewpoint of the hosts are. And our viewpoint does differ on some things, and as you listen, you'll be able to discern what those things are. But
Ian's nuts. I'm much more mainstream.
But generally what will happen is we'll come on the air and we'll say something like, legalize drugs. And so a conservative, somebody who thinks of themselves as a conservative will immediately think, those damn liberals. But then, 15 minutes later, we might be saying that everybody should be able to carry guns around if they want to. And then, that'll give you a little cognitive dissonance, something to actually think, well, wait, I thought they were liberals. And then on the other side of the coin, liberals will listen and they'll think, well, those damn conservatives, and sort of the reverse thing happens.
Yep, they think we're ultra-right.
So what's on your mind tonight?
No, basically, I just want to apologize. And it concerns me that the government does want to take our freedom or our First Amendment rights from us and take y'all guys off the air. Was it Mark Lloyd, who's the czar?
Who?
Mark Lloyd, he's one of the Obama czars of the SEC.
One of the many, many, many czars. Actually, I thought it was Julius Genachowski.
That's the guy who's in charge of the FCC.
That's the new FCC head.
Obviously, I'm wrong again, but that's all I had to say.
Don't worry about it. They're just names. I mean, to me, they're all interchangeable. I barely know any of the names myself. A Democrat, Republican. I mean, the only guy that's outstanding to me in Washington, D.C. is Ron Paul. The rest of them are the same.
You don't have to apologize to us. You added good show content, which makes, makes this show happen and makes people listen more. And so thank you for that.
But, it's still appreciated. I mean, it's an intellectual honesty to be able to say...
You don't hear it much on the radio. That
right,
much is true.
To be able to say, I was wrong. And that's something we've said on the air before. I mean,
You've got to be able
wrong.
To say it, otherwise. Otherwise, people are never going to take you seriously if you don't... Aren't
I don't know about
wrong.
That, Mark. That's one of the talk radio
Russia's
rules.
Russia's 99.44%, right?
No, one
just
of
like
the...
like ivory soap.
One of the talk radio rules... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I assume something, and... You know what the first three letters of a scene.
Thank you for the call tonight, Tim. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. One of the rules of talk radio, now they sat us down a few weeks after we started doing the show,
once they realized we were going to do it.
They sat us down and they gave us the rules of talk radio. And I've, taken a few of them to heart and the rest of them rejected. But one of the rules is that you're supposed to have a position and then never change it.
Or at least not change it on the air at that time.
Yeah, and we've done that.
Over time, you might be able to change your position to some extent, but by and large, you have to stick with it.
We have admitted on the air that we've been wrong about things. How couldn't we? We're humans. We make mistakes. So any talk show host that is pretending that he's on a mission from God or one hand tied behind his back, what is it that Russell says?
Half of his brain tied behind his back.
What's the thing about God? He always references.
What is it? I can't remember.
Last time I listened, right?
Something mission from God.
No, that's the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers were on the mission from God, but...
Okay, well, there's people screaming at their radios right now saying, no, mission from God!
Hey, Dave's back. He's on another phone. Dave, you're back on listening to WGMD-FM. So you were telling us a story about how you were in the military police. Go on.
Yes. You were talking about pornography earlier and, how it's weird. It's things like that can, get played up different ways. When I was in South Korea, any pornography that was brought into the country was automatically confiscated and thrown away. The only type of adult material you could purchase was Hugh Hefner's publication.
And
that was probably about it. And then on the flip side, when I was in Kuwait, any adult material that was found upon leaving the country was confiscated. You weren't allowed to have it in the country, but if it was found, you couldn't take it with you.
Wow. That's some bizarre rules out there. But, you know, point of information, even though they have these very restrictive rules, it doesn't really stop porn, right? I mean, people are still going to make
porn. People want to see naked people.
Right. Even if you prohibit pornography, it'll go underground just like drugs being prohibited, push drugs underground and made it more dangerous. So if porn is prohibited, it's very likely that what you'll see happening is more porn actors and things like that. The underground ones will probably get infected with diseases more often because they won't have the same kind of testing for them that they do in the legal marketplace. And it'll just put it underground and make it dangerous and actually probably make snuff films more of a reality than than essentially an urban legend.
Exactly, and to go on to about the false, you know, about the manga or hentai.
Yeah, hentai.
Yes.
Yeah.
The bad thing, the thing that gets me is, you know, I also heard about you talking about nudists and that the pictures, is when there's a victimless crime, just viewing certain types of pornography, you can get arrested for. And to me, as long as there's no victim, I mean, that's like beating yourself up in the middle of the street and they haul you to jail for beating yourself up. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, the only victim there is you, and you did it to yourself. So it's,
how'd that attitude go when you were an MP?
Well, I mean, I was pretty fair. I mean, as long as, I mean, running radar and whatnot, stopping people, I was usually, as long as the conditions were, you know, a certain way, which they were most of the time, I was like, you know, if they speed a little, I mean, I'm not going to stop them, and that's wasting my time and theirs.
Good for you. I always appreciate when I hear from
I would never say that there isn't a way to operate your vehicle in an unsafe manner. However, I am of the opinion that speed limits are set in order to be able to stop people, you know, ask them questions or raise some money for the
governmental
apparatus.
Exactly. And to end everything with the whole victimless crime thing, there I've heard about recently where kids have been getting charged with rape, like 14-year-olds and 14-year-olds.
Statutory rape, yeah.
Also when they have sex with each other.
Also,
and
for taking pictures. They'll be charged with child porn for that. Thanks, Dave, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll be back Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a happy Halloween and a super fun and safe weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.